Day 340, or December the 6th. Your leaders need your support. Our thoughts today come from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 13. Hold your leaders in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. Another big picture surrounding this verse. Paul emphasizes the need to keep focused throughout this letter, and is assisted by Timothy, to whom he later writes a couple of letters that are in our Bibles. He concludes his letter with instructions to help you stay on target, 11 verses towards the end of the last chapter that will revolutionize our lives if we get to grips with what they contain. And now our action step for today. There seems to me to be a marked lack of respect in our society today. Oh, I know my parents said the same, as did my grandparents, and it goes all the way back to the Bible. Today's verse, however, is specifically about respect for pastors and teachers. It's worth linking this with James chapter 3, verse 1, which reminds us, "We who teach will be judged by God with greater strictness." Having served as a pastor, I can tell you that some church members seem to go out of their way to discourage in love. I clearly remember a lady coming round to see me one Monday morning after I had preached the previous day. I was the associate minister and as such was not a regular preacher, for which I was grateful, as I have always felt much more at ease teaching in a seminar format or house group. She pompously told me that her husband and her felt preaching was not my gifting and I shouldn't do it any more. If she had brought a bucket of cold water with her, she couldn't have dampened my spirits more effectively. I found it particularly unhelpful, not because there was a lack of respect, but because there was a basic lack of love and empathy. Respect your leaders and remember they have feelings too. They get discouraged too. They need a kind word too. Support them in every way and you will get the best out of them. That way, we all win.